Tonight is the third in a series of messages I've been doing that I've called Table Talk. Table Talk. It used to be a time when we would sit around the table at dinner time usually and ask how your day was, and if you had any problems, a lot of times you could hash out solutions to the problems, or at least discuss them enough to where it would do us all some good. But technology today has kind of taken a lot of that away from us. Television, our phones, our tablets, has taken a lot of that away to where now we don't listen so good. We don't talk so much. And that's kind of sad. Tonight, we are going to have a communion service right after the sermon. And the thing that I want you to get out of this primarily is the fact that Jesus offered up his body and blood, as Deronda is saying, just for you. I don't care if you were the only person. God did it for you. Jesus hung himself, or had himself hung on the cross. He let them do it. And the reason I know that, because he said, don't you know that I could call 12 legions of angels? And I know in the Old Testament, one angel killed 185,000. How many could 12 legions? Legions could be anywhere from 3,000 to 6,000 usually. And they could have obliterated this earth if they wanted. But Jesus willingly died for me. And so this is the last of the three messages. And I wonder what you would do if you knew within a few days' time you were going to die. What would you leave behind? What would you be willing to say? What would you want your family to know? And I've often contemplated that, just as we've talked about the person who's 37 years old, who is now suffering from a stroke. We pray that God will heal her completely. But that could happen to any of us. And folks, I wouldn't wait thinking you have hours or even minutes. Sometimes you don't have that long to ask forgiveness of your sins. And so what I want to read for you tonight is an ordinance that the Lord had instituted. And I'm going to read two sets of scriptures, but I'm not going to read them all at the same time. So I'm going to pause after the first set. But normally we would do communion on what is referred to as Maundy Thursday, which would be tomorrow. You might be wondering where the word Maundy come from. M-A-U-N-D-Y. It actually comes from a Latin word that ultimately translates into mandate. A mandate. Everybody knows what a mandate is. It's a commandment. Okay, so a commandment. So the Lord implemented the breaking of bread and the giving, drinking of the wine for the giving of his shedding his blood for us. And so he instituted that as a Christian ordinance. And tonight we're going to follow in that ordinance in a particular order. And I'm going to read to you from Luke's version first. We'll discuss it for just a little bit, and then we'll read the final scriptures, and then we'll partake in communion. So we're going to start with Luke chapter 22, verse 14. And it says, and when the hour was come, oh no, not now, please, Lord, not now. And when the hour was come, he sat down with the 12 apostles with him, And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Verse 16, and I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Verse 17, and he took the cup which gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. Verse 19, and he took bread and he gave thanks and he brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 20. Likewise also the cup after the supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. And verse 21. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And verse 22, and let's leave that on the screen for a moment. Verse 22. And truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. We know who that man was. It was Judas. We talked about it already. He sold Jesus for the price of a slave, 30 pieces of silver. And Jesus had things he wanted to tell them and things he wanted to teach them. But I think the climax of the whole Passover meal was to implement this communion among his disciples, which would then flow eventually to us, to remember. Folks, how easy it is to forget. We forget. Sometimes we can grow up in church. We can grow up knowing about the Lord, but we can so easily forget that there are expectations of the Lord. He expects us to humble ourselves, not to exalt ourselves as we're inclined to do. He expects us to trust in Him. Sometimes you can trust Him with your soul, but at the same time, you have difficulty trusting Him with your money, with your family, and with everything else that's going on in your life. You have difficulty there, but you can trust Him with your soul. Why is that? Why is it that we can easily do that, but we can't trust Him with the things we see? I fell into that trap. I'll confess to you, I fell into that trap. I trusted Jesus with my soul, but when I got laid off, Glenn, you'll remember, three times I got laid off at a company years ago, and I decided to go back to school, and I was going to make sure that we never had it hard again. Remember me telling you that? I was going to make sure we weren't going to do it. Do you see the problem in that statement? I was going to make sure. Now, going to school, I went to school, I forgot how many years now. I got multiple degrees of whatever at the time, the job situation. And the Lord blessed. I increased my wages as I changed into different job positions. The problem was I thought I was doing it. God was opening doors for me, and I just fell into that trap to where I could not see that it was God. I thought it was me because of my education, and because I was continuing my education, growing in my skill sets. Yes, I'm a great person to hire for this position. Never once thanking God for what he has done for me. I fell into that trap until one night, I think it was a Christmas service, we had a communion instead of a regular sermon, and I remember having to kneel down and repent over that. And so when we take communion here shortly, examine yourself. Amen. Is there a place in your heart where you don't trust the Lord Jesus? Look, folks, sometimes we have our doubts, but he will nonetheless, if you voice your doubts to him, he will help you. He will help you. And it took me a long time, years, to even trust him at the level that I trust him now. But have I arrived? No. I wish I could tell you, stand here and tell you that I trust him in every single aspect of my life. Now, there are days I can't. But then, just recently, I got news, well, yesterday, that my manager will be leaving the company. And now all of a sudden the anxiety came back. The anxiety of what's going to happen to me once he's gone. I'm not at his skill level. I can't take his place. So what's going to happen? And Dronna knows me better than anybody. She knows how I fret over things. And sure enough, I started fretting over that. And she had the foresight to pray with me, because we had an online meeting today. And it turned out the meeting had nothing to do with the fact that he's leaving. All he wanted to talk about is that we wanted to collect a lot of information before he got gone. That's what we call knowledge transfer. Believe it or not, people, and Rhonda, you'll know this, people on the job can do things without necessarily it being on the paper instructions. We call that tribal knowledge. And you'd be surprised at the number of people who retire and they lose that tribal knowledge. It's not captured anywhere. Lord, help me. Pray for me, y'all. But we're working on it. We'll get through it. We'll get through it. And the thing is, I have to make sure that I personally tell the Lord, cast all my cares at his feet. Okay. Because he cares for me. He cares for you. Whatever problem comes up in your life, he cares for you. And he's teaching us in this last bit of table talk about the sacrifice he's about to make. His blood and his body. His body is going to be broken and his blood's going to be shed. And folks, don't let it be in vain. Don't let it be in vain. He did it for you. He did it for the whole world. And I have to acknowledge him for his goodness and his greatness. But it's interesting that Paul himself, in a letter to the Corinthians, had a revelation of seeing Jesus Christ. And so he had something to say about this ordinance. So let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I think it's 23 through 26. I'll read verse 23. And this is Paul the apostle talking. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body." Not for real. It was a symbolic gesture, a metaphorical gesture. But he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." You see what Jesus is doing? He's telling us to do this ordinance so that we will remember the suffering of our Lord and the reason for it, because we were sinners and he had mercy upon us. Verse 25, and after the same manner also he took the cup, which he, when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." What a finale to the words of Jesus right before he was going to die. He wanted them and us to remember him, to remember the sacrifice that he made. And so I'm going to pray over the elements, and then we're going to call certain people up first, and then we're going to have everyone walk to one side. But I urge you tonight, if you do not know Christ as your Savior, I'm going to ask for our elders in a little bit. I'll ask for our elders to come and stand. If you want to pray and you want to give your heart to the Lord, they'll help you pray. But if you want to do it even in your seat, don't put it off. You may say, "Well, I'll wait till I get home." How do you know you'll make it home? You don't. But if you do decide to do that, I pray the Lord you make it home. But give him your heart, and he will help you. Now, you may question as to whether or not you're worthy to take communion. I got good news for you, folks. None of us are worthy. None of us. I am a sinner trapped in a very, I call myself a struggling Christian, because I'm trapped in a body, and Paul said it this way. He says he's discovered that there's two natures warring against each other. The spirit is warring against the flesh, and the flesh is warring against the spirit. And so that's what affects us sometimes. So here I am struggling, and I expect that I'm always going to be struggling in some way or some manner until heaven is finally, or until I finally reach heaven. But you know what? You don't have to go through the struggle alone. That's the great good news. Jesus Christ will never leave you nor forsake you, he said. So if you give your heart to him, you can depend on him. Your situation may not change overnight. It might. God, there's nothing impossible for our God. Jesus Christ may change your situation overnight, but it may not. You may have to grow in trust with the Lord. And that's what we need to do. So if you give your heart to the Lord, grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. How do you do that? By reading his word. That's his love letter to you. Read his word. And we're going to take part in an ordinance that he put together for us to remember him. Now, it does say, as often as you do this. Now, I do know there are some churches that do it every Sunday morning. And they do it, I kind of fear, in one respect, of doing it so often. Not that I think there's anything wrong with that. It said, I'm afraid that people will start getting in the habit of not really remembering the purpose of taking the communion. And sometimes we go some great length of time before we take communion. But in a way, to me, that is sometimes a good thing, sometimes, because like tonight, I was overwhelmed by the fact, and when Deronda sang, I was overwhelmed by the fact that Jesus would do this and not call down the legions of angels. And so we're going to remember him and his sacrifice. So I'm going to come down. I'm going to say a prayer to close out the CD. And then after that, we will bless the elements. Almighty God, I have given the words that I feel that you have given me. I pray the Holy Spirit will now touch each and every person in this room. If there's anyone, Lord, unsaved, God, I pray that they will give their heart to you before they leave this place. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day, but you do. We trust, Lord, that you know everything about us. You know our doubts, our fears, and the things that hold us back. Lord, I ask you tonight, if there is anyone who is holding back, that you will give them the courage, the strength by the Holy Spirit to come forward and to receive communion and give their heart to you, Lord. For we ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.